Youth baseball players will be having an active weekend, with tournament action and a doubleheader scheduled against out-of-town competition. Brendan Frelick, president of the Powell River Minor Baseball Association, said the under-13 and under-15 rep teams will both be busy. The U-13 Pioneers will be hosting a tournament at D.A. Evans Park in Cranberry on Saturday, June 14, and Sunday, June 15. Teams from Nanaimo and Campbell River will be attending. In addition to the games scheduled, there will also be a home run derby at 7 p.m. on June 14. The U-15 team will also be playing on June 14 at Larry Guthrow Park, hosting a doubleheader against a team from the Alberni Valley. Games will start at noon and 2:15 p.m. Frelick said minor baseball is growing in the community after a complete shutdown during COVID-19. Last spring, we had a new board in place and we were really looking to revamp and expand baseball and bring it back to Powell River, said Frelick. Last year, we had a U-13 rep team that went all the way to the provincials. They were the underdog team, but they worked their butts off and practiced and improved. When they started off, they were getting beaten by everyone, and by the end of it, they went to the final game and at the provincials, they lost to a Vancouver team that was far more experienced. They were tied 10-10 late in the game, and we ended up losing, but it was such a great story to see them achieve that. Frelick said this year, a number of the U-13 players have moved up to U-15 and the main coaches have moved up, too, so the hope is that there will be a strong U-15 team. This is the first time in a number of years that we have had a U-15 team, said Frelick. This year's U-13 team will have a new group of coaches, and efforts are underway to establish a U-11 team. So, that would be three teams representing Powell River, said Frelick. We'll be traveling to Vancouver Island to play doubleheaders and maybe some tournaments. We are also hoping to host as many teams as we can this summer, and that would be at D.A. Evans and Larry Guthrow Parks. Frelick said this coming weekend is the first action for the Minor Baseball Summer League. Baseball House League is just wrapping up, so Frelick said there is an overlap, where the representative teams are getting together and starting to practice, and the House League teams are coming to the end of the season. There is plenty of competition for the Powell River teams this summer, with several teams in the Vancouver Island Division, including Duncan, Alberni Valley, Nanaimo, Oceanside, Comox and Campbell River. Frelick said minor baseball wants to build on the tremendous legacy of teams that played years ago when baseball was big. It's starting to build back up, said Frelick. For the first time, we've had to turn kids away this year, because we only have so many sets of jerseys and so many days of the week. Frelick is encouraging residents who like baseball to show up and cheer the local teams on. He said at the tournament at D.A. Evans, there will be a barbecue and snacks available. We welcome everybody to come out and watch, make some noise and cheer on the teams, said Frelick. He said he would like to acknowledge all the coaches and parent helpers, and everyone who is helping to make baseball a success in Powell River. It takes a lot of work, said Frelick, and we have some really good volunteers. He added that minor baseball has also received support from the slow pitch community, which did a fundraiser at the beginning of the year just for minor baseball, raising $1,000 for the youth players. They have been very supportive. Last year, Meta censored Canadian news from its feeds, so we built our own social platform, syrupsocial.com, a newsfeed powered by Canadian journalists. Join the peak on Syrup for the latest news from the Sunshine Coast and beyond.